Any question?
Oh my heart, yes, we got question. But before the question, because today is the disappearance day of Narottam Das Thakur, so could you please tell us something about that?
Yes, but I'd like to know what the question is also.
Okay, questions is about Mahaprabhu. Because we know that there are golden ways. We find that
there are what?
Golden ways, like the golden in the middle, mediocre.
Oh, golden mean.
Golden means, yes. So if we find the most sweetness in the middle, but why did the sweetest avatar, Mahaprabhu, appear not in the middle yoga, but in the last one, the Kali Yoga?
Hare Krishna. Anyway, we've heard from Srila Guru Maharaj that in the last time of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur in the world, just prior to leaving the world, that he called him to his side to sing the song Sri Rupa Manjari Pada, which is composed by Srila Narottam Das Thakur. So the Sri Rupa Manjari Pada, this song, which expresses that the aspiration of all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas is the dust of the lotus feet of Sri Rupa, the service of the lotus feet of Sri Rupa. This is their target. Guru Maharaj, we know, reluctantly accepted this seva. It's a pastime, it's lila. Saraswati Thakur is calling for him. And this isn't simply, as he said, to hear the song sung, but it has some deep significance, what's been referred to as mystic power transmission of the Rupanuga line. So Guru Maharaj, in his own words, being a back-pushing man, hesitating, not unlike Sri Rupa, when Mahaprabhu is introducing Rupa Goswami to his devotees and calling him forward. And again, these are pastimes. Within the context of this pastime, he's being introduced to them and being declared as the fit person to continue Mahaprabhu's line. So in a similar way, Srila Saraswati Thakur asked for Srila Guru Maharaj to sing this song of Narottam Thakur, which expresses the heart of the matter of the whole Gaudiya line, the Rupanuga line. And Guru Maharaj is hesitating. So another devotee, not understanding the heart of Saraswati Thakur, he saw nearby someone who has the reputation of being an expert singer. So I thought, oh, Sridhar Maharaj is hesitating. Oh, Prabhu, you sing. And so at his, he's the, by default, the manager. So that devotee humbly starts singing the song. And he's known to be a good singer. And Srila Saraswati Thakur stopped him and he said, I'm not interested in hearing a sweet tune. Right? He said, I only want to hear this from his lips. So the paramount importance of this event, Guru Maharaj said, that he had been asked to go to London, to the West, to preach, whatever. He said he would go, but he didn't think he was the fit person for that seva. And someone else was selected. So sometimes, Srila Guru Maharaj would say, that allowed, by his not going to mass, allowed him to perform this seva at this critical point. Right? And the devotee who was stopped from singing, he says, what we witnessed was a mystic transmission of the Rupa Nuga line. And we saw Saraswati Thakur was giving him entrance into the group of Sri Rupa. So, another famous song of Narottam Thakur. His guru was Lokanath Goswami. But in this song, he says, when will Lokanath Goswami take me by the hand and offer me to the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami? Right. Guru Maharaj liked this very much because it expresses the proper sentiment, not jumping over one's guru, right? Ignoring one's guru in terms of one's inner aspirations. That's suicidal. But in remembrance of his guru, knowing that this is the ultimate goal, saying, oh, when will my Gurudev, Lokanath Goswami, take me by the hand and offer me in the service of Sri Rupa? That's the way Narottam expressed that. And if you did an analysis on the songs of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, this line, the Narottam Paribar, Bhakti Vinod Paribar, we'd see most of our songs that we sing throughout the day, they're composed by Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Narottam Thakur. Guru Maharaj is also a poet, as is Srila Gurudev. So we're fortunate to have songs by Guru Maharaj, songs by Gurudev. But in general, we're singing the songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Narottam Thakur. It's been observed that all the teachings of Mahaprabhu are condensed into the songs of Narottam Thakur, very beautifully. Everything is simply and profoundly and substantially presented there. There's story of Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, where sometimes Prabhupada said, Babaji Maharaj was a very humorous fellow. We may not always understand his sense of humor, but this is one example where he was telling someone, he said, it sounds in direct contradiction of everything we understand about Krishna consciousness. He said, you know, you can get Krishna Prem for 5 rupees. That sounds so crass, so commercial, you know, just the opposite of what we normally make. How can Babaji Maharaj say that? It's like an Oscar Wilde type statement. You want Krishna Prem? You can get it for 5 rupees. Did you know that? Everything. Why? Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, this great Shuddha Vaishnav Mahapurusa, get Krishna Prem for 5 rupees. And then it's revealed. What does he mean? These books of Narottam, Prarthana and Prema Bhakti Chandrika, 3 rupees, you know, they cost 5 rupees. That was his way of saying everything is in what's given by Narottam Thakur. For 5 rupees, you can get Krishna Prem. So that gives us some hint, some indication of his greatness. And as inconceivable as it may be, before his appearance, that just as we hear sometimes Mahaprabhu is calling out the name of Pundarik Vidyaniti, sometimes going, Bap Pundarik, Bap, I mean, Father Pundarik, and devotees would be mystified. What? Who is this person? He's crying out as he is Radha Bhava Duti Subolita, enveloped in the heart and halo of Radharani, Brishabhanu Maharaj, the father of Radharani and Krishna Lila, appears as Pundarik Vidyaniti. So, But at other times, devotees hear Mahaprabhu calling, Naru, Naru, Narottam, Narottam, before the appearance of Narottam Thakur. Mahaprabhu was like feeling separation from him. Krishna and Karshna, that we can't properly conceive. As Vishwanath Chakrabarti mentions in one place in his commentary in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, why the Brajagopis are superior to jnanis and yogis. And they think, well, you know, the yogis, and we mean the top most, right? What is it like? No, but you understand, that's another thing, but I'm here. Yogindram Durga Magati Madhusudanopi. So the great yogi, they can have some glimpse of Krishna in their heart. The great jnani, isn't it? But one thing he points out is they don't do any kirtan. They're not doing the songs of Narottam Thakur, the jnanis and the yogis. But saying, but why really are they superior? Krishna's meditating upon them in his heart. That's a little different. That's light years different. The great yogi, you know, what does it say? Pantu mantastu kotisha davatsara sampragamyo bayora tapi manaso muni pungavanam. What's the next line? Vachintya tatve govinda mari purusham tamahamajamin. Yeah, they're trying. And maybe if they're fortunate, they have a glimpse. But Krishna is always meditating upon the Brajagopis in his heart. Ahang bhakta paradino hyasvantanta dija. And also, bhakta hridayo bhaktar bhaktar janapyan. Sarva hridayo madhyam. Right. In the heart of Krishna are the devotees. So in the heart of Mahaprabhu, how special is Narottam Thakur? Right. We think all the sort of things we hear that are within the heart of Sri Chaitanya Dev. And Narottam Thakur is within that heart. He's crying out for him. And by inversion, we understand the unparalleled love and affection, attachment of the devotees. So for Narottam Thakur to appear within perhaps the last year or so of Mahaprabhu's appearance, to grow up and understand that Sri Chaitanya Dev has left the world, how unbearable that must be for such a devotee. Bahye Vishajalahoy Bhitare Anandamoy Krishna Premer Adbhuta Charit. But still, what pain, the pain of separation in the heart of Narottam Thakur. We sometimes use these expressions, we say, 500 years ago, Mahaprabhu was here. 5,000 years ago, Krishna was here. And this is the answer to that question. If we say, Guru Maharaj is saying, we'll find repeatedly in the central position something substantial, it doesn't mean literally in every case. So then, what's the middle of the day, you know? Although that's a time called Abhijit, the conquering moment. It is a special time, so I just contradicted myself. But what we are told, not to take one thing I've said or one thing I've quoted from Guru Maharaj and then just try and like force fit it on everything. That is not what it means to employ Guru Maharaj's ontological method. It takes some time and some faith and adherence and service to his conceptions for those things to appear. But the good news is there's no, cheap way. I was going to say shortcut. There are shortcuts. Gaurang says quality gives us relief from mathematics, from quantity. So, yata yata gora padara vinde vinde taba. That is like an express elevator to the top. There are certain ways, but it's always quality. It's never cheap. To get the highest quality thing will never be an inexpensive proposition. Right? Guru Maharaj is like they're talking about the Kamrup Bhaktas, which, in his words, are the suicide squad. Right? We hear Guru Maharaj was also a student of history. He's talking about World War II, or the Great Patriotic War. And he said, Hitler was so impressed with the Japanese, he said, we have something to learn from the Japanese. Like when everyone was impressed with the Germans, he was impressed with the Japanese. And what he was talking about? The suicide squad. Like, you know. And let's not, you know, like, take this too far. You know, in light of the present. You know, because there's also something called religion and the mode of ignorance. Which means you do the wrong thing for the wrong reason at the wrong time. That's in the 17th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Three different types of faith. But anyway, but this point, let's just talk about self-sacrifice. And not for anticipated personal gain. But why did I mention this? In connection with, the time. So, I was saying, the good news is, it's mentioned in that very Chaitanya Charitamritam, that once in a day of Brahma, that means 8,600,000,000 years, 24-hour period, once in a day of Brahma, Swayam Bhagavan Krishna, the original of the original, you know, the supreme original personality of Godhead, appears. It's mentioned by Sanatana Goswami Prabhu in his Brihad Bhagavatamritam Tika that, you know, Bhagavatam, Sukadev Sutta. Sukadev spoke of 24 avatars. When Sutta was telling the sages of Naimisharanya what he heard, he realized, if I just tell the 24, they may think that Krishna is one of them. Because within the 24 is Krishna. They may think in terms of stature, equality, that kind of thing. So Sutta Goswami, Ete Changsa Kalat Pungsa Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam. All of these were mentioned. Their Kala, their Angsa, their expansion, extension, part. But Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam. He's Swayam Bhagavan, the original. So once in a day of Brahma, Swayam Bhagavan Krishna comes. There's so many Leela avatars, Yuga avatars. Bhagavatam says, as innumerable as the waves of the ocean. But once in a day of Brahma, Swayam Bhagavan Krishna comes. And it tells when that is. And there's an overlapping of the ages. Aha! So it becomes the middle. There you go. What can you say? Because normally it's Satya, Dwarapara, Treta, as you can imagine, means three, the third one. And Kali. But there's an overlapping of the ages. So it goes Satya, Dwarpra, Treta, Dwarpa, Kali. So it is in the middle. Haha. But anyway, that's when Krishna comes. And that is so extraordinary, and we're approaching the Govardhan Leela, and many wonderful things happen this time of year. It's the month of Kartik. Oh, and back to the quantity, quality. Quality gives us relief from mathematics. Someone asked Guru Maharaj about the Chaturmasya, right? These 4 months. And then this particular one, and then if on a particular day in a particular one, you could get the maximum sort of benefit. And Guru Maharaj just laughed at that type of approach to things. And he said, it all depends on quality. He said, qualitative observance, not quantitative observance, qualitative observance. He said, one moment of the right type of thinking can bring everything. We know that in the case of Maharaj Katvanga, because Purikit Maharaj, after Sukadev's given the presidential chair and the dialogue begins, Purikit Maharaj is saying, I've only got 7 days. Is that enough time? Because before, what does it say? Burini, buri karmani, shrota vyani, vibhagasa, atak saroti yat saram, samudhi manishaya, bruhi vadraya. Anyway, that they're recommending all kinds of things on the basis of what was helpful to them. I mean, it's a sincere recommendation. But Purikit Maharaj is saying, you're recommending karma, gyan, you know, dhyan, yoga, that like everyone get together and your consensus, your unanimous verdict present to me. That's when Sukadev comes. And they realize he's superior to all of us. He's, you know, parinishtitopi nairagunye uttama shloka lilaya. Grihita cheta rajar se akyanam yadaditavan. He is never under the influence of Maya. Situated in the Nirguna plane. And from there, Krishna Lila pulled him, that those sweet, beautiful pastimes of Krishna. Sarvadbhuta chamatkara lila kalalavaridi atulya madura prema mandita priyamandala tri jagan manasa karshi Murali Kalakujita Asamanordva Rupa Sri Vishmapita Charachana. These, there are certain distinguishing qualities found in Krishna alone that make him irresistibly sweet. How beautiful is Narayan of Lakshmi Narayan, Vishnu. I remember when I first joined, Prabhupada's very clever with his art department. He told one of the artists, like, do the 24 Vishnus, mm-hmm. or 64. You know. Excuse me. So you could see first painting wasn't that good, you know. Next painting was a little, you're doing, it's the same painting except the, you know, Shankha, Gada, Padma, the positions of the change. Around the fourth or fifth painting started to really get good. And we had them on the walls in the different temples. So they like send 4 to this temple, 4 to that temple. So when we would like chant japa in the morning, the little japa beehive, we had, you know, I remember seeing all these Vishnu forms. And seeing, well, Vishnu is so beautiful. Looks very much like Krishna. Very, you know, you could almost mistake Vishnu for Krishna. Almost. So when Krishna tries to trick the gopis, and he does, not Radharani, but the others, some others, he manifests 4 arms and takes a Vishnu form, they're like, their hearts, at the prospect of seeing Krishna, they become very excited. And then when they get closer and see it's not actually Krishna, but it's Vishnu, their heart, it says, Rago Daya Kunchati. It's like heartbreak, disappointment, extreme disappointment. But then just for the sake of argument, you could say, how arrogant are these girls? And how picky they are. Like, it's not good enough, close enough. Vishnu, and it's actually Krishna pretending to be Vishnu. And they're like, I mean, not, they're not like that, but they're they're not like, what it does say is, you know, they go, oh, Vishnu, you know, so happy to see you. And, you know, they're smiling. And have you seen Krishna? We know you're all pervasive. I mean, I heard some Brahmins giving a talk the other day. You're like, everywhere, you must know where he is. You know, so, but think about that. In one sense, it's incredibly arrogant. That's what they are. Lalita Sakhi, Pragalba. That Pragalbam mentioned in the sloka, Radha Mukunda Parabin. Nirmanchana Pakarani Kritadeo Laksham Utunga Sovrata Vishesha Vishat Pragalbam. Guru Maharaj used the word haughty. She's, they're not easy. I mean, how to achieve that position. Anyway, so they're disappointed. They're the ultimate fanatics. Like Radharani and the Braja Gopis, they're seeing Krishna, Dwarka Krishna is not good enough for them. After so many years of separation, you just like fake it, or they can't. They're too sincere. They're for real. You can't fool them. I mean, Krishna tried there. Right? That's yoga maya, that type of fooling. Divine fun. Right? So that Krishna comes once in a day of Brahma. So from one point of view, that's like so recent. We say 5,000 years ago. But when you're talking about 8,600,000,000 years, you know, it's not that long ago. But then we're told, and in the Kali Yuga that follows that, then Mahaprabhu. Because there's a Mahaprabhu in every Kali Yuga. Guru Maharaj said, and some Kali Yugas, Mahaprabhu is the color of a parrot. Right? But Avatar Sar, Gaura Avatar, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Radha Bhava Dyuti Subalita, that Mahaprabhu enveloped in the heart and halo of Radharani, Anarpita Charim Chirat Koranavati, who's giving what's not hasn't been offered before. By all the other Mahaprabhus. That Mahaprabhu came roughly 500 years ago. And what I mean by way to connect us is, I mean our Durdeva Midrasami Hajani Nanurag, Durdeva Bilas, our bad luck, our misfortune is that not to feel anything. But someone like Narottam Thakur, but we have great, you know, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, our Guru, they're feeling. When he brought Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj to verify the Yogpit, and Babaji Maharaj carried by his attendant, and the what do you call that? It's rattan, right? Wicker. Wicker. Like they make here in Chiang Mai, a basket like that. His servant would carry him in that because he was like hunched over. Although he's like substantial. But so he's always carrying him to holy places. They did that. Palakrishna. Like, you'll see in old pictures of tours going up to Badrinath. Especially Shaibs, you'll see some little Indian with a, looks like a rattan chair on the back of a carrier, like the Sherpa, they're carrying them up the mountain. It was done. But here, happily, that devotee's carrying Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, and they bring him there, and what does he do? He leaps out of the basket. He's leaping like a meter off the ground, singing and dancing and and ecstasy. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, by his mercy, he transferred the ecstasy to all the devotees and the kirtan. But to verify, he felt. So Krishna viraha, separation, and what, you know, from Mahaprabhu. So what I mean to say is, so 500 years, someone else, 400, 300, 200, 100, 50 years ago, for someone like Narottam Thakur to enter a world where they, you know, as he reveals his divine personality, they say, Mahaprabhu was here, you know, 10 years ago. It's heartbreaking. His partner on Parikrama now, the Srinivasa Charja. But anyway, that Narottam Thakur, so many things are said about him. Really, his songs are the greatest evidence. But other things are told. We hear that he's so... Lokanath Goswami is a parshad of Mahaprabhu. Right. So Narottam, at an early age, leaves the family, heartbreaking for mother and father, goes to Vrindavan. He's searching out. That we can understand too, of Srinivasa Charja and the others. Remember, there are devotees, Ishan. Like we say, Malini Srivasa, what do we say? Ishan in the song in the morning. He's the servant in the house of Mother Sachi. He's still alive. So devotees come to find Ishan, and he'll tell them pastimes about Vishnupriya, Sachi Devi, Nimai Pant. You know, he has great eyewitness to so many. So they're searching, where are these great devotees? They leave the world one by one at different times. Like Raghunath Das Goswami, in the absence of Mahaprabhu and Srup Damodar, he's going to Govardhan to leave the world. But then he finds Rup and Sanatan. And he feels Mahaprabhu and Srup Damodar are present in them. And comparisons are odious, but still, there are devotees in the modern world who are fortunate enough to know, have connection with Srila Prabhupada, Swami Maharaj, Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Gurudev. That there's something extraordinary, valuable there to be shared. And we've seen, I told to Mahayogi before he went to the Ukraine and Srivant Madhusudan Maharaj as well, I said, you know, there are devotees you'll meet in Ukraine and Russia, that if they find out that you're a disciple of Prabhupada, of Swami Maharaj, they give, on any level, they give you like Shastanga Dandavats. They're like, they can't believe they're meeting someone who's like a disciple of Prabhupada. Any disciple of Prabhupada, not famous ones, any one of them. They're showing like extreme, and from the heart, like really some great appreciation. And so if we can understand this principle, it's true now. It is. All, as I try to remind Srila Gurudev's disciples, they all have something to give. They got something from Srila Gurudev. If he's everything we say he is, and he is, then they must have got something. Like we think this is like a modern phenomenon that people would say after the disappearance of Prabhupada, like, we don't find anyone like him. So, Then it came to Guru Maharaj. We don't find anyone like him. Then the Gurudev, same thing. But Guru Maharaj had to deal with this in their time. He said there was one man who, while he was traveling and preaching after the disappearance of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was saying, him we accepted, but we don't find anyone of that quality, you know. And Guru Maharaj said to him, you believe in him and his power to distribute Krishna consciousness. Like people will say about Swami Maharaj's Prabhupada, he spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. Well, then there must be some people who are the evidence of that. You know, otherwise, how can you say he spread Krishna consciousness, but no one got any? You know, it doesn't make any sense. If he spread it all over the world, then there must be traces of it in different people, in different places all over the world. And as Guru said, yes, it may not be to his degree. That we can agree to. Saraswati Thakur, we're saying, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, Saraswati Thakur, our Guru Varga, right? So we'll say, yes, not to their level, but nothing. You can't find anyone who got anything. That's too extreme. So for those who are actually serious about cultivating Krishna consciousness, they want to seek out. Just as Narottam, he went to Vrindavan, he's fine. Wants to find parshadas of Mahaprabhu, personal associates. And what do you hear? There's one, Lokanath Goswami. But I mean, what is life? And then you find out, but he won't accept anyone as a disciple. You know, like, you understand? Like, this is his whole target. And then you find out, there's the right person, but he doesn't make disciples. And he won't accept anybody. And he's so detached from the world and mundane association. Like the classic stereotypical picture of the Babajis of that time, the real Babaji, you know, we see like the water pot on the side, the lota or the kamandala, you know. But Lokanath Goswami didn't keep any water in his pot because someone might go like, do you have any water? You're like, oh, yeah. Then you'd have to interact. It was not that he's being rude, but then that would lead to some mundane interaction with somebody. So like his loda was empty. He's funny too. How extreme that is. Like, I mean, that could be misunderstood. But if we just understand, he's so deep on the other side. That's what we need, like Sattvam Vishuddham Vasudeva Shabditam, when Shiva says, it's not that I was insulting your father, I just can't withdraw my consciousness from Krishna. Right? To Sati. Anyway. What was that lady's name? Oh, her yoga place is called Sati. Right? Right? I'm just wondering why that came to my mind. Right, so... But Narottam, one thing is, devotees are so sincere when it comes to these things. This is everything. This is their life, their connection with Guru. They're going to break the rules, do it, whatever it takes to get that connection, they're going to do it. Because they know, life without the connection of Guru is meaningless, actually. It's useless. Whatever it is, it's useless. That's just a fact, a spiritual fact. Like Guru Maharaj said, without the grace of Guru, we are lifeless clay. So Narottam, he's thinking, like Guru Maharaj thought, how to capture Saraswati Thakur? Praise Bhakti Vinod. How, we want the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu? Praise Mahaprabhu. If you praise Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu will be very merciful to you. If you bhaja gauranga, kaha gauranga, there's always a way. So Narottam finds out, I mean, Lokanath Goswami He doesn't even have a bhajan kuti or nothing. He's answering the calls of nature in the forest. And Narottam finds out where, and he's like cleaning that area very nicely. That's another thing. Ishwarapuri, Swahaste Marja, with his own hand in the final days, cleansing Madhavendrapuri. Right? Why? Because he's not thinking this is some lowly activity. He's saying this, and this is beyond, admittedly, it's beyond our ability to properly conceive, but at least we should understand theoretically what's going on. Means this is the right angle of vision, that the least, and you can't imagine a more least than this least, the least connection with that plane. I'm offering the highest part of myself to the least. Give me the least service. They've taken this to an unpalatable, practically unmentionable degree. Right? That's Narottam. And making the area like nice. So Lokanath's going every day and he's saying, this is odd. After a few days, he figures it out. Like, this is too unusual. And he inquires about it. And some of the others tell him, there's this boy who wants your connection. And he's happily, as an honor, he's cleansing that area every day. He just wants your connection. Right? I was like, Ishwarapuri is praised for his service to Madhavendrapuri and his disappearance bed. Becomes the guru of Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna. Although Achyutananda, Advaita's son, will not die. Anyway, so that Lokanath cannot deny him. So Lokanath Goswami gives his connection. And there's some parallel that Saraswati Thakur and Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj. Saraswati Thakur is arguably the greatest scholar of the last, you'd have to go to Vishwanath. So, who does bhakti to cancel the jati goshai concept, father son inheriting this, to cancel that? Bhaktivinoda Thakur is perfectly qualified to give him everything, and really he does, but that we won't misunderstand this and think it's a bloodline. Right? He sends him the Babaji Maharaj, and it's also part of their pastimes. And this is significant too. Why? Saraswati Thakur is this arguably the greatest scholar, right? And he said, Gaurakishore Das Babaji is almost functionally illiterate. That is who he selects to be his guru. Not a bigger pundit, right? Someone who's the antithesis of a pundit. And what does Babaji Maharaj say, being approached by Saraswati Thakur? He says, I'll have to ask Mahaprabhu. Right? Then a fortnight goes by, Saraswati Thakur approaches again. Will you give me your connection? You were going to ask Mahaprabhu? Oh, forgot to ask. And Guru said, he wanted to like crush Saraswati Thakur, saying this, we can only say, the scholarly ego, like, you're nobody in this plane, which, I should be struck down for even saying those words, but that kind of idea, like, Saraswati Thakur saying that. He wanted to crush that. He doesn't really have it, but he's showing something. Like, when the emissary preacher had been sent to England and came back, in Guru Maharaj's words, half converted, in the famous saying where he says, they ask questions that cannot be answered. And you can see the picture. It's actually a photograph at when the boat's coming back. And you see Guru Maharaj is there and Swami Maharaj is there. And they're all like, I mean, this is a big deal. The foreign preachers, you know, Prithivite Ache Jatanagaradi Gram Sarvatra Prachar, everyone's down at the docks waiting for the preachers to come back. And they see, you know, they're like shocked. The sannyas vesh is gone and different things. I mean, these are hardcore Gaudiya Math devotees. And as Banmar is saying, you know, they ask questions that cannot be answered. What we have is insufficient. And just think about this. Swami Maharaj, Prabhupada, like, he can't let this go. He's going, wait a minute. What are these questions they ask that cannot be answered? And one by one, Guru Maharaj answers all of them. Think of it, they're at the docks, right? And then Swami Maharaj, the other one, he goes like, today Europe has been defeated by Asia. Right? So, anyway, then they bring him to Saraswati Thakur, and he's telling Saraswati Thakur, what you have is insufficient. Insulting. Guru Maharaj said, Professor Sanyal wanted to strangle that man. He's like getting ready to, you know. And instead he said, you have forgotten the first principle of spiritual life. What? We find it from Narottam Thakur. Sri Guru Charna Padma Kevala Bhakati Sana. Right? Sadhu Shastra Guru Vaishnav. That everything comes from the lotus feet of Sri Guru. That's where all spiritual knowledge is. And because Saraswati Thakur Guru Maharaj said was dumbstruck to hear his own man come back, half converted, and say, what you have is insufficient. But then he regained his composure and he said, my Guru Maharaj, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, was functionally illiterate, but you can find all spiritual knowledge within one of the nails on his lotus hand. All spiritual reality, not everything there. And a particle of one of the nails on his lotus hand or lotus feet. And it's not just a clever way of speaking. It's a fact. It's reality. So sometimes they say, Babaji Maharaj, Saraswati Thakur, if not his only disciple, but very few, one. Right? Saraswati Thakur makes thousands. One of his disciples takes it all over the world. Lokanath Goswami only accepted one disciple, Narottam Thakur. And Narottam Thakur converted the whole of Manipur. So he had like over 100,000 disciples. The man with 100,000 disciples, his guru has one disciple. We need to understand, they're same, but different. Once, when I first went to India in 1973-74, we were going to go to Manipur for preaching. We were actually stopped, as we were walking up the airplane to get on, we were stopped because it was forbidden to go there. But at that time, everyone still wore tilak since the time. Everyone in the country was wearing tilak. And they all know the songs of Narottam Thakur. And so his preaching was very extensive. And we're told when he installed deities in Keturi Gram, kind of like his hometown, that Guru said, there, Prakat and Aprakat Leelas, simultaneous. Prakat means manifest, aprakat means unmanifest. The panchatattva came to the installation. So you could see, though their time had passed, they were dancing in Narottam's kirtan. Janava Devi was there, and other, but then Nityananda, Mahaprabhu, Advaita, they were all in the kirtan. That's what the people saw. Talking about Narottam's kirtan. How sweet and wonderful, and they could not resist dancing and singing his kirtan. That's the power of Narottam Thakur, the power of the devotee. So he says, Asraya loya bhaje tare Krishna, nahi taje akarane marana. This is the advice of Narottam Thakur. You know, Krishna is unpredictable. And Rupa Goswami says he's crooked in three places, like Tribhanga Lalitam, and in that sloka about the Jamuna. And Ahire Vagata Prena Swabhava Kuti Labhavet. Krishna not moving in a straight way. So we can't, there's no guarantee dealing with Krishna. If Radharani herself, every day we're saying, Asli Shabha Parvatam Panastumam Adarshanam Mamahadam Karotuba Yatatata Bhavadadatu Lampato Mat Prana Natastu Sareva Napara. She's not trying to change Krishna. Let him be. He's the absolute good. Let him be the way he is, absolute good for all of us, everyone. And she's saying, and sometimes he those forearm trick and other things, not showing himself, keeping himself hidden in different ways. Still, he's unconditionally the Lord of my mat prana natastu, say no other. I have no other Lord than Krishna. So Narottam is saying, understanding this, take shelter of a devotee of Krishna. Isn't sadavo hridayam mahyam? They're in the heart of Krishna. That's the way, the strategy. Take shelter of the devotee. So, and we're fortunate. Srila Prabhupada, he liked to sing these songs of Narottam Thakur. We would hear them when we were young. This one, Gauranga Bolite Habe. If you hear this song, it'll break your heart. It's so beautiful, and he sings it with such feeling. Hari Haraye Krishna. All these songs, Narottam songs, and everything perfectly represented there in a very condensed and concentrated way. And he is the one, Heno Nitai Bine Bai Radha Krishna Paite Nai Nitai Koruna Have Braja Radha Krishna Pave. Hari Hari Bipale Janama Goain Manusha Janma Paya Radha Krishna Nabajiya Janiyashu Vishakainum. All the philosophies are saying, Manusha Janma Paya, oh, I got human birth. Radha Krishna na bhajiya. But I didn't use my life to worship Radha and Krishna. Janiyashu niya vishakainu. And what did I do? Knowingly, I'm drinking poison. Like, to the heart of the matter in two lines. Karma kanda, jnana kanda, kevala vishara bandha, amrita bulya yevakai, nana joni sada pire karjana, bakana karjana kore. Always everything. His songs about Guru, the Sri Rupa song, which is the ultimate song. So much so that this line has the Rupanuga line, but it's also called Narottam Parivar, the line of Narottam Thakur. He's that important an acharya in our line. Hare Krishna. Shil Naratam Das Thakur Tiro Bhav Mahamahotavatiti Hidai. Hare Krishna. And this is a song of Naratam. Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama.